Born sometime between AD 672 and 680, Boniface, whose name means good fate, was an Englishman at a time when Christianity was still young in England, having only taken root among the Anglo-Saxons around the year 600. He showed himself to be brilliant in his studies and could have lived a comfortable life full of secular pursuits. But Boniface set his mind on higher things and gave himself to a religious education. He entered a monastery, and there he studied scriptures and became a priest at the age of 30. He excelled as a preacher, and soon the monk wanted to use his gifts in service as a missionary, particularly to the people of Germania, modern Germany, a place in which the gospel was just beginning to be preached. So, in the year 716, Boniface forsook the security of monastic life and set forth. Paganism was widespread in Germania and its surrounding territories, in particular the worship of Nordic gods such as Odin and Thor. Where Christianity did exist, it was often entangled with and diluted by local superstitions. There were also rogue Christian missionaries with little training or education in the basic tenets of Christianity, which brought even more disorder. Boniface arrived on the scene in the midst of this time of confusion. There was a desperate need for a man with Boniface's wisdom, intelligence, and passion. He was made a bishop to set to work organizing the burgeoning Church of Germania. Boniface found himself enjoined to the tasks of both preaching the gospel and reforming and correcting existing churches from error. Where Christians had once been scattered and more or less unaccountable in what they taught and practiced, he tried to bring unity, orthodoxy, and right worship. Holy men and women from his native England heard of Boniface's difficult work and came to assist him. With their help, along with the support and encouragement from people near and far, Boniface was able to bring unity to a scattered, disjointed church. But the roots of Viking paganism ran deep, and the Nordic gods were still worshipped and feared in many places. One such place was Hesse, where superstitions and witchcraft fueled such dread as to inspire human sacrifice. Central to their worship was the veneration of trees, in particular a giant oak tree called Thor's Oak, or the Thunder Oak. The few Christians who lived in the area begged Boniface to demonstrate the power of the Christian God over the mighty Thor. So Boniface came to the oak tree and made a proclamation to the gathered worshippers. "Here is the Thunder Oak," he declared, "and here the cross of Christ shall break the hammer of the false god Thor." He took an axe and swung it into the venerated tree, and the thwack of the axe resounded through the woods. Just then, a great wind came blowing down from above. The people thought for sure that the fearsome Thor was about to take his hammer and strike Boniface with a bolt of lightning for his insolence. Instead, the mysterious wind blew hard upon the oak itself. The oak tree began to crack and pop where Boniface had fixed his axe. Then, as if torn apart from the heavens above, the oak tree split into four pieces and fell with a great crash. The tree known as Thor's Oak now formed the Christian cross on the forest floor. The cross of Christ had broken the hammer of Thor. Many pagans believed the god of Boniface was mightier than Thor, than Odin, than any false god. What's more, one small tree was left standing next to the ruins of the oak. It was an evergreen, a fir. Pointing to the little green tree that ever pointed heavenward, Boniface explained that this tree, the young child of the forest, would now...